Blog Talk Radio.
2013 started with a surprising announcement from the chief of one of America's great cities. On March 28th, Thomas Menino announced that after 20 years and much consternation, he would step down at the end of the year and not run for a sixth term in office. The mayor since 1993, Menino became Boston's longest-serving mayor, pushing and prodding the city from its provincial roots into the most ethnically diverse and globally connected city in America. Big shoes to fill indeed. And not a moment passed before 24 would-be replacements stepped up, filled out preliminary paperwork, and announced their candidacy for mayor of America's 21st largest city and the largest city in New England. That 24 was cut in half by the time required citizen signatures were gathered and requirements were met. And now there are 12 candidates, all vying to fill the shoes of a mayor so rooted in this metro area. Today we'll profile all 12 candidates and one in particular, City Councilor Charles Yancey. Earlier this summer, we interviewed Charlotte Goer Ritchie, and my goal is to upload audio clips of all 12 candidates by the September 24th primary. It's election time again, and we're digging deep into Boston politics as we showcase the men and one woman who want to be the next mayor of Boston. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. This is Carol Copeland Thomas. Thank you so much for listening. And even if you live in Detroit or Chicago or Los Angeles, I know I have listeners out there, this probably will be important for you to listen to just because clearly across the United States, the political landscape is definitely changing. Yes, we have here in the Boston area 12 candidates, all viable candidates who are running for the mayor's spot. The election will take place on Tuesday, September 24th. That is the primary election. And then the general election will take place in November, that second Tuesday in November, on November 11th. That will be actually November 12th. That will be election day. This is important because Mayor Menino, who stepped into the shoes after Ray Flynn became the ambassador to the Vatican back in 1993, was a city councilor. And you have city councilors who are running now for that spot. What we thought was going to be probably, maybe a two-term leader became a five-term leader. And because of his health issues, Mayor Menino has had tremendous health issues, and I think that probably caused him to step down at this point in time. But he's been a very effective mayor. Now, clearly, he has his opponents, he has his detractors, all the decisions that he's made don't please everyone. I don't live in the city of Boston, but Boston is extremely important to me because I have clients in Boston, I have many friends in Boston, and clearly it impacts and influences the entire region. So as Boston goes, much of the region can also go. So it's important for all of us in this region to understand who is running for mayor, what are some of the issues, and what is it going to take to move Boston from its current very high point. It's been very strong. We've had tough times during this economy, but nothing like some of our other sister cities across the United States. Our state has fared very well also. I think leadership has a lot to do with that. So what is it going to take for the next leader to take this globally connected city that is probably 50-50 or more ethnically diverse? The school system is more than 80% diverse. What is it going to take this city to move to another level where you can maintain, enhance, and improve the socioeconomic and political landscape in the area? That is ultimately the question. So what we're going to do in just a few seconds is to play a pre-recorded interview that I have with Councilor Charles Yancey. He has been on the city council for 30 years. So 20 years ago, he literally served with Tom Menino on the city council. And now he is vying to run for mayor. So we have a pre-recorded interview we'll play with Charles Yancey. It takes maybe 10 minutes or so. We also, as I mentioned in the lead up to the show starting, that Charlotte Goar Ritchie's interview is also online. You can go back to this website, blogtalkradio.com/globalcarol, and that's Carol with an E. Scroll, and you will see where we interviewed her back in July, about the middle of July, and get her perspective. And I think it's so important, particularly with so many people running, to have a clear insight as to what are the important issues and how are each one of the candidates responding to each one of the issues at hand. Clearly, education, community safety, crime issues, the international connection that Boston has with the rest of the world, and all of those are very important issues. So I'm hoping, as I've done for the last almost 14 years, to provide my readers with clear knowledge and information so that you can make your own choice. Now, with this race, we don't have a party candidate affiliation. So, in other words, the top two contenders, regardless of their party affiliation, will then vie for the mayoral spot during the general election in November. So, but ironically, of the 12 candidates, 11 of the candidates are Democrats, and one is a Republican. We'll talk more about that later on. But this race is a nonpartisan race. It's just basically on popular vote. So I could beat a dead horse, but just want to let you know it is so important, particularly on September 24th, for the citizens of Boston to get up and go out and vote. And if you can't vote on that day, then you can cast an absentee ballot vote. You can go to your respective town hall and fill out the paperwork and vote that way. It's just very important because this mayor will have a very, very big job ahead of himself or herself going forward. Now, also, before we play the clip from Charles Yancey, I'd like to encourage you to go to both of my websites. Now, we have officially launched the video blog series. And on the MSSConnect.com website will be a weekly series of video clips, typically no more than 2 or 3 minutes, giving one tip that will be helpful in the realm of multiculturalism, diversity, and inclusion. The tip that is already on there deals with buying ethnic stamps. So I would encourage you to go there. The tips are also then downloaded to YouTube, so they'll all be compiled there. But there's a lot of useful information at each website in addition to the video blog series. The blogs, there will be a whole category, easy to navigate on the homepage. Just look for the word blog, click through, and you will see the series itself with articles and also this video series. So on the MSSConnect.com website will be all matters pertaining to diversity, multiculturalism, and inclusion. And then on my other website, tellcarol.com, that's TellCarole.com, will be video clips dealing with personal development, overcoming challenges, how to get ahead on your job, and just a whole host of topics that deal with personal and professional development. And again, I would encourage you to go. This week we talked about collaboration and the importance of collaboration, so you can find that video tip there. So let's go and play this interview with Charles Yancey, who is represents District 4 in the city of Boston, 30-year city councilor, longtime Boston resident, the legacy family. He'll mention, talk about his mother and the importance that she had, not only with his family, but also with the city. And we'll take it from there. This is Charles Yancey. I'm delighted that our guest today is running for mayor of Boston. He is no stranger to the political arena here in the city of Boston, has contributed greatly as the city councilor for District 4 in Boston. We're happy to have Charles Yancey on the show. Councilman Yancey, welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Carol. You have been such a godsend for us, not only in the city of Boston, but throughout the United States of America, with your very inspirational work and inspirational words.
Well, thank you very much. I'm just trying to follow in your footsteps, but I appreciate that. You've been on the scene for quite some time. You have served the community so well with those in the Mattapan community and the others in the neighborhoods of Boston. Before we ask you about your passion for running, I wanted to just to ask you about what has it been like to be a public servant for as long as you have been in the arena?
Well, first of all, I consider it to be an honor and a privilege to serve the people of Boston. They've elected me 15 times. Mm. And a rule of thumb when you're in politics is that the longer you're in office, the more opportunities you have to disappoint people. So I'm a bit surprised that my constituents have been so generous and so supportive of me since 1983.
Well, that's your record speaks for itself. I certainly, full disclosure, receive your newsletters and am amazed at the various community events that you not only attend, but you are photographed with just about every other person in Boston. So that is great news indeed. It certainly is. Here we are, 2013, and you are running for mayor of Boston. There are, for those listeners, 12 other people who have qualified, 12 people in total, who have qualified to run for this race. There were more that, for whatever reason, dropped out and did not make the final primary ballot. But now, in the mix of 12 people, we have Councilman Charles Yancey running. Why now, and why is your candidacy, heads and shoulders above all others, the best person for the job?
Well, first of all, let me say that we do have some fine candidates who are also running for office. Each has some credentials that they should be very, very proud of. However, it's essential that whoever is elected mayor of Boston are in a position to hit the ground running in January of 2014. I was elected to the same at the same time as Tom Menino for the position of city council, and we are certainly able to understand the budget. I've worked on 30 budgets. I've worked with each and every department head serving in city government since 1984, and I believe that not only my longevity, but my expertise with regards to the budget and with the many issues facing our great city over that length of time prepares me very well. No one has my experience, but I'm also very proud of the record of achievements that we've experienced since I was elected. When I first elected, Carol, we did not have a police station in my district. Mm-hmm. And through a lot of hard work and collaboration with my colleagues and especially the community, we now have a police station servicing Dorchester and Mattapan. We did not have a community center at the Gallivan Housing Development, one of the BHA housing developments here in Boston. And even though it took a struggle and many, many no's before we got to yes, there's now a community center at Gallivan. We did not have the Mildred Avenue Community Center. I filed a loan order back in 1997, negotiated it with the mayor and got my colleagues to agree. And we now have a Mildred Avenue Community Center. And guess what, Carol? The most technologically advanced library, branch library in all the city of Boston, is the new Mattapan Branch Library located right here in the heart of Mattapan at 1250 Blue Hill Avenue. And it's a particular point of pride for me because the Board of Trustees of the library system saw it fit to name the community meeting room after Alice W. Yancey, my mother, who raised nine of us here in the city of Boston, along with my dad. They were married for more than 50 years. And I thought it was very fitting because Alice Yancey was one of the city's strongest community activists that I know. She's not well known outside of Boston, but she worked two or three jobs. She established the Women's Improvement League. She served on the board of directors, actually a founding board member of ABCD and the NASA IME Infirmary. I can go on and on and on about Alice Yancey. But we did enact a law back in 1994, which was inspired by my mother. It's called the Parental School Leave Ordinance, which allows parents to take upwards of 3 days off of work to visit their children during school hours. Some of us have the flexibility to visit schools, but working nine to five don't. So that's the purpose of that particular law, was to encourage parents to do what my parents did. I never knew.
Well,
my mother was going to enter the rear door of my classroom, but she did it not only to see what her son was doing, but also to make sure that the corridors were clean, that the bathrooms were fit for human use, and that the teachers were actually teaching.
Well, yes, the Yancey family is well known, and you have just, again, reaffirmed your significance in the community. You got it from your parents, definitely. And you should also mention that Mattapan Community Health Center moved to their state-of-the-art building most recently, and that's also in your district.
Yes, and we were very excited about that. We worked along with Dr. Azza Young to make that a reality. And she deserves a lot of credit for hanging in there, because it was a major struggle to get the health center there, as well as establishing a number of stops along a commuter line that you see a sail through our community. But we made a commitment to establish stops, and now there will be 6 stops in a commuter line that used to ignore our community.
Right. So, Councilman Yancey, your record is well known. The achievements that you just detailed are also well known. Anyone who succeeds Tom Menino is going to have big shoes to fill, principally because he's been in that office for quite some time. How do you see your mayoral leadership changing or improving the city from where it currently operates under a Menino administration?
Well, first of all, I would like to commend Mayor Menino for maintaining some fiscal stability in the city of Boston. And secondly, I thought he did a great job protecting our seniors. And I intend to continue that legacy. But there are some differences. The mayor was never enthusiastic about building a new high school for the children of Boston, even though we have 4,000 Boston Public High School students who are attending substandard facilities. I will change that. It's my intention, as we move forward, to make Boston the city known for having the best school system in the nation. I didn't say best public or private school system. I said best school system in the nation. I think that is doable, not just because I want to build a new high school, but we're going to set a new tone in the city of Boston where education is going to be everyone's business. The city of Boston employs 17,000 people. That's larger than many of the cities and towns in Massachusetts. And I will instill and inspire all of our employees to chip in and help all our children. And I think that will go a long way to also achieve another goal of mine, and that is to make Boston the safest city in the United States of America. I'm going to hire an army of street workers and mentors who will intervene with our young people before they have to interact with the Boston Police Department or before they think about dropping out of school. And thirdly, Boston is going to be known as the cleanest city in the United States of America, because I will insist not only that our public works do their job, but that everyone else is within as well. So after one or two terms of the Yancey administration, Boston is going to enjoy a great reputation. It will continue to grow and be a city that welcomes everyone. No longer will Boston have this image of being hostile to people of color or folks from other parts of the world. We are going to welcome everyone here and utilize that rich diversity to reach out to the rest of the world.
Councilman Charles Yancey, thank you very much for the vision that you have, the leadership that you have already provided, and the leadership that you hope to provide as the next mayor of the city of Boston. Thank you so much for being a guest on my program, and good luck on September 24th with the primary.
Well, thank you so much, Carol, and I'm urging your listeners to go to charlesyanceyformayor.com. They can learn more, and if they're so inspired, they can even make a contribution to the Yancey Committee.
Great. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. That is Councilman Charles Yancey, 30-year veteran on the Boston City Council, served with the mayor, Tom Menino, when he was on the city council, and now he has thrown his hat in the ring, and he is running for the mayor's spot. I wish I had time to interview the remaining 10 candidates. I don't, because I have a weekly show. So I'll do the next best thing. I'm going to put on the website between now and the primary, and it more than likely will be on the MSS Connect website. I will alert you as listeners next week in terms of where it's going to be, that you'll be able to click through and listen to short audio clips of the other candidates. Now, there were two back-to-back debates. They called one a forum, and they called the one the night afterward a debate. But there were two opportunities for the community to see all 12 candidates in one place. It really hasn't been done since they all declared their candidacy, and obviously some people dropped out. But last week, the Boston Herald and NECN Television, hosted by, and actually this mayoral forum was hosted by LaToya Edwards, who is going to be our keynote speaker, morning keynote speaker at the November 7th conference. She actually moderated the forum last week with all candidates. If you go to NECN.com, you'll be able to click through and watch that debate live. It's, I think it was an hour and a half in total. They aired an hour of it on the air, so you'll be able to listen to that. The next night, at the Kroc Center in Dorchester, a number of the community groups, including the Commonwealth Compact, the Urban League, and several other organizations, got together and had a debate. Again, all four candidates, I understand it was standing room only, extremely well done, and that focused primarily on community issues, diversity, public safety, and education. I'm not sure if it is on YouTube or on a particular website, but I know that the Boston Globe the next day did a pretty good update and highlight of that particular event on the 11th, actually yesterday. So you can go to boston.com, click around, and the article is Boston Mayoral Hopeful Spar on Diversity. And so that was the header, but they actually talked about many of the other issues, so I would encourage you to do that. Now, very quickly, let me just go down the list of the other candidates in addition to Charles Yancey, who are running for the spot of the mayor, top spot of the mayor of Boston. Number one is Felix Arroyo. He is Hispanic, and I should say this is also historic because out of the 12 candidates, six of them are people of color. Yahoo! That is amazing. Only one woman, though, but six are people of color, either black or Hispanic. So that is a record. Boston is definitely getting there. Felix Arroyo is a city councilor. His father also served on the city council. He is very, very big on education. A fairly young man, lives in Jamaica Plain. He actually lives directly across the street from my church. So I see him a fair number of times, very community-oriented, and has been, I think he has represented himself very well in the forums and the debate. Next candidate is John Barros. He is of Cape Verde descent, African-American Cape Verde descent, former Boston School Committee member, also was the executive director of one of the neighborhood community organizations, did an extremely good job with that. Very young man. He's like 40 years old, also very well-spoken and very insightful on the issues. Charles Clements is a former, and Charles Clements is also African American, former Boston police officer, and he is owner of a small radio station called Touch 106.1 FM. He is really a very good marketer, too, because that is a small station, but he gets a lot of play for it. Charles has been in the race for a long time. And is not really ahead of the pack. I'm not going to make any comments on all the candidates. I want you to do your research on that. But he has been in the race for quite a long time and knows the community very well. Dan Conley is the Suffolk County District Attorney, And I don't know much about him, but he certainly is running a very strong race. John Connolly is a city councilor, a young man who's like 35 years old. And with one poll, I haven't seen any polls lately. I think they were waiting to get all of the forums and debates out of the way before they began running polls again. He was actually ahead with 12% of the vote. I'm not sure where that pans out at this point in time because, again, they will begin to poll people, I'm sure, this week and next week leading up to the 24th. I believe his wife just had a baby this week as well, so he's a pretty busy man with his city councilor duties, running for mayor, and now a new father. Robert Consalvo is also a city councilor. Again, city representation is quite strong. I'm learning more about him as well, not being that familiar with him, but he is also a candidate for mayor. Charlotte Bolar Ritchie, who we interviewed back in July, is a former state representative. She's worked for the city. She's worked for the state. She's worked as a gubernatorial appointee as well, very popular candidate, very experienced 54-year-old woman, and as I said, the only woman in the race. Michael Ross is another city councilor. It seems like half the city council is running, and I should also say Charlotte Bolar Ritchie is an African-American. I'll point out the people of color in just a few minutes. Michael Ross is a city councilor. I find his ideas quite innovative and interesting. I don't know that much about him, but I hope that you will find out if you live in Boston and you have the opportunity to vote. Bill Wozniak, who I've met, is a community organizer and also the former president of Kearney Hospital, one of our city hospitals here that I believe now is with one of the for-profit groups. I guess there was some controversy as he left that office, but apparently everything worked out, and he's now calling himself a community organizer, but he certainly had a very strong executive experience base before him. Marty Walsh is a state representative. Again, I know not that much about him, but he is also polling very well, was polling very well a few weeks ago. That may change as time goes on. David James Yancey is a retired educator. Now, again, this is a nonpartisan race, but he is the only declared Republican, even though your party affiliation with this race doesn't make any difference. But I know that he is a Republican. He's African-American. He is pro-life and pretty soft-spoken. So it's kind of difficult to understand what his positions are, because with the two debates that I saw, the one debate that I saw, and I've seen some others online as well, he keeps his opinions to himself. And then, of course, Charles Yancey. So very quickly, let me just run down the names again. Felix Arroyo, John Barrows, Charles Clements, Daniel Connolly, John Connolly, a lot of names, a lot of city council people and names that are similar, Robert Consalvo, Charlotte Bolar Ritchie, Michael Ross, Bill Wozniak, Marty Walsh, David James Wyatt, and Charles Yancey. The people of color in the race, 6 and 6. 6 white men and 6 people of color. The people of color are Felix Arroyo, John Burroughs, Charles Clements, Charlotte Bolar Ritchie, David James Wyatt, and Charles Yancey. So there you have it. Those are all the 12 candidates. I wanted to at least profile each one of them. Again, I am hoping between now and the 24th to have audio clips of all the candidates so you can make up your mind. I believe in giving full information so that the opinions are your opinions. You have the information. You can then decide who you're going to vote for. It would be a crying shame for people to stay home with this race with 12 people running and the next mayor of Boston literally being decided upon by the primary, by the two candidates who get the highest vote. I hope that you'll go out to vote. I hope this has been very helpful to you. Have a great weekend, and we will see you next week. Take care. This is Carol Copeland Thomas signing off.